From te Taitokero, Pat Newman, he joins us now. Me tukumihi ki a koe, Pat. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora, not a problem. Not a problem. I always enjoy Radio Wātea.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. We always enjoy you as well too, Mr. Newman. Look, you've just come back from the Principals Association Hui in Rotorua. What were the big issues facing our principals and the kura?
Well, the big issues around is the level of violence that we are facing, not only with children against children, but children or students to teachers, and much more worrisome starting to come in as adults to teachers as well. Adults to schools, and that seems to be reoccurring more than it ever used to. On top of that, we have the usual one of needing all the help that goes with that, the psychological help, the special ed children that need help. And I must say, Minister Giantonetti appears to have an understanding, a very good understanding of the problem, and she should, because she is an ex-principal, and gave us the feeling that she was doing her utmost to do something about the problems.
Yeah, I've got no doubt about that, that she is, you know, she'd have some fantastic ideas. I've got to say that individual ministers within this current government, because they are practicing, their practitioners, whatever field they came from, really do have a good sense and feel of what's happening in the community. I guess the issue that I have, though, is that once it's transferred and goes back down through the ministries and the bureaucrats, it comes out the other end looking completely different from what they had originally intended, or they had originally intended.
Yeah. I don't know whether it actually comes out different from what was intended, but I don't think it comes out any differently to what's been going on for 100 years. that the filtering people like Oranga Tamariki that seem to have an ability to keep everything going as it used to go, no matter who's in charge.
That is quite correct, because we must remember that our bureaucrats in the ministries, they stay there regardless of which government comes in, regardless of which minister it is. Ministers come, ministers go, the ministry and the bureaucrats stay still.
You would be miles too young to remember a program, of course, called Yes Minister.
I know that program very, very well.
Well, any of your listeners that want to see how government bureaucracy works should go and find Yes Minister, and it is on, I think, TVN's, you know, the one we look up shows that have been on.
Yeah, but on demand.
Yes Minister is how they work. It is so true to life.
So with that in mind, well, you know, let's get on to the violence and growing violence in schools. We saw a school in lockdown in Te Taitokero, an adult coming on to the school. It does, and it's, again, you know, it is not a Northland problem. It's not just a Māori problem. It's not just a Pākehā problem. It is a nationwide issue, growing violence in the kura. What can be done about it?
Well, it's more than a growing violence, because decile 10 parents, for instance, don't tend to use violence, you know, physical violence, but they tend to use legal violence and legal threats. It's, you know, same thing, but just slightly different and more subtle, because they have the money and the power to, or they think they've got the power to do that. So, you know, The violence and the threats of violence, be they to a person's body or their property, are also done in other schools where it's actually threats of court action and things like that. So bearing that in mind, I think people have got to realise that schools are supposedly a safe place for kids. And if you would not want something happening to your child, then why would you do it to someone else? In other words, if you didn't want someone coming on accosting your child and threatening your child at school, why do you think it's acceptable to do it to somebody else's child? And that's a very strong message that we need to give to people. The second message is that schools genuinely are there to try and help. And if you talk, we generally can do something about the problem. And the third one is, it's not acceptable behaviour in any shape or form, and if you do it, there's going to be consequences.
Are we sure that for some whānau that violence isn't, if you don't want your child to experience this, then don't meet it out on other children? Is that might have been the case about 3 decades ago, but is that still the attitude of our parents in some areas?
I would still hope. I mean, I live in hope all the time. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing the job I do. you'd be severely depressed if you didn't live in hope. I think it is, because what I find, to be quite honest, is it's all right for some families to use violence on their own, but don't let anyone else do it to ours. You know what I mean? But as I said, the answer really at the end of the day, if you come back to it, is we're not going to get any effective change from either any moves the government makes, etc., until our whānau, our communities, our aunties and uncles, our nans and everyone else turns around and says, this behaviour is unacceptable in our whānau. This behaviour is unacceptable for you to go and do this in schools. And also be there to help support the people that are feeling that way. But, the most effective people to make this change are the whānau and the communities themselves rather than the authorities.
Yes, that is very true. However, having said that, totally agree, but there does need to be some kind of systemic support for our whānau and communities to implement that as well too. I'm thinking, some resources to allow or maybe even the wider issue around employment, poverty, housing. Those are some of the impactors that place challenges and stresses on our whānau as well too, are they not?
They are, and there's no argument around that. But as I said at the very beginning, the threats of violence, they cover all sorts of, all cross-sections of community. Some do it, as I said, through legal means, etc. But at the end of the day, yes, those socioeconomics come into play, but you can't tell me that just because you are poor, just because you may be in dire straits yourself, that values should not be part of your life. I mean, families are going through some tough times, and I know that, and I accept that it's horrible. But at the same time, values should be with you no matter what you're going through. And I think it doesn't need a lot for a family to know. Like every whānau knows which of their relatives are going through a hard time. Everyone knows which one is tied up with pee or drugs or whatever. Everyone knows which ones need housing. And they don't need necessary to have an agency to turn around and say, look, we'll help you, but your behaviour is not acceptable.
That is very true. Thank you very much for that. In terms of capacity for our kura, in terms of kaiako teachers, as well as kaiawhina support staff, are we getting an increase in that? Is the ministry able to attract more people into kura in those areas, teaching, support staff?
Well, the wages for support staff have been incredibly increased by this current government, and I take my hat off to them. What is missing, though, is I think we've got to the stage now where we actually need to have kaiako support staff as a right in schools, not rather than what you can just pay, afford to pay. In other words, if you've got 200 or 300 children who are needing desperate help, you should have an entitlement of support staff paid the same as teachers have done. That is the big difference. But it's not a bad paid job now, and it's also a very worthwhile job.
Yeah, I would say it's a, I think personally, it's just a personal opinion that I think teachers should get paid a lot more, but I also think that there should be less paperwork. There does seem to, and I know I've told you this before, I was a previous school teacher many years ago, the amount of paperwork that has the amount of paperwork that you get now compared to my day, oh my goodness, I'd be snowed under.
Yes, and I agree, but there again, that comes down sometimes to experience. I quite often, when I look at the stuff that comes in on paperwork, if I don't want to do it, I don't do it.
Well, that's naughty, because wouldn't the ministry, don't they wrap you
no,
on
no,
their hands?
No, no, no. Well, they can wrap all they like, but we're all self-managing schools. And I have a favourite thing I try to teach other principals. There's two questions you ask whenever the ministry asks you to do anything. Where does it say under the Act I have to? Or where does it say under regulations I have to? Because if it doesn't, you don't have to.
Fair enough. Can I ask you this one question? And was it raised at the hui as well too? Unteaching racism. What does that look like? You know, we've had it. It was announced a couple of months ago. What does it look like now?
That wasn't brought up specifically, because the hui was around other speakers and other concepts. But it is very much underlying what's happening in schools at the moment. The Teachers Council, for instance, have brought out a program very much, or not a program, brought out a program around it, very much identifying where racism is happening so schools can actually look at it themselves. The Te Akitia, the Māori Principals Association, they've got it. Kelvin, the minister, has brought out one as well. So there are a lot of things now focusing schools and communities, and teachers in particular, on racism and how racism actually has got into schools without people even realising it, with some of the practices that have been followed over the hundreds and over a couple of hundred years.
Do you think, Mr. Newman, do you think that...
Enough of the mist, it makes me feel older than I am.
Okay, it's all about money, you know that. But Pat, do you think that there is some parallel between the rise in violence in schools and racism?
I don't know whether that is it, because the racism that we're talking about, a lot of it is actually not even realised it has been, and what these programs are around is actually making people realise that that is racism, and to stop it, if you know what I mean, or to bring in things to counter it. But it's been around, and we didn't have the violence, but we're now getting the violence. Whether it's a reverse racism, that's an interesting character. I think schools are often seen as part of government bureaucracy, and if you're frustrated, then we're a good outfit to take us on with.